Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
60% of the world's population of large plant-eating mammals like hippos and rhinos are at risk of extinction, according to a new study published in the journal Science Advances. Bill Ripple is the lead author. He's a distinguished professor of ecology at Oregon State University. Professor, welcome.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Well, and a pretty incredible numbers there. 60% of these animals at risk of extinction?
Yes, we found, surprisingly, over half the animals that we studied are threatened with risk of extinction. This is mainly due to hunting by humans, land use change, and competition with domestic livestock.
Well, and let's talk about hunting by humans. Is there anything that can be done to stop that? We know this has been a problem for a long time.
Yes, a stricter enforcement of conservation laws and game protection laws would help. This hunting is going on at increasingly higher rates, so it's really important to have the animals protected and to think about getting better protection with law enforcement.
Why isn't that happening now?
I just don't know. I just think that the problem's so big and the poverty is so huge in some of these developing countries that they just don't have the resources to enforcing the game laws.
Well, then on that subject, let's talk about one of the other problems here, which is that there are more livestock and that is taking away some of the food and water that these native animals depend on.
Yes, livestock are increasing around the world, especially in developing countries right now. As they are gaining wealth, the people in these countries want to eat more meat, and this results in direct competition between the livestock and the native animals that need the forage and the water.
And the final reason that you cite in this study is changing land use. Explain that.
A lot of these animals live in forest lands, and the herbivores need these forests for their habitat. But deforestation, logging is going on at increasing rates. This type of logging can be detrimental to the native herbivores.
So, Bill Ripple, for Americans who are listening to this, why does this matter to us, and what can be done about it from the perspective of people here in the United States?
People just love these animals. They have an intrinsic right to exist. But furthermore, these large herbivores are considered ecological engineers, so they all have a role in the interactions in nature. So it's just an important thing to do. We do not want to lose these species.
That's Bill Ripple, a distinguished professor of ecology at Oregon State University. He's the lead author on the study, which we'll link you to at hereandnow.org. Bill Ripple, thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.